learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
The intensified fighting that's cropped back up in Ukraine has European leaders readying another round of sanctions against Russia, citing growing support from Moscow from separatists in eastern Ukraine as that fighting intensifies. The 28 EU leaders are asking for a meeting of foreign ministers on Thursday to consider any appropriate action or potentially more sanctions. There are more measles cases cropping up in relation to Disneyland and also Disney California Adventure.
California health officials say most of the confirmed 87 measles cases are in California. The others in the western states of Arizona, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington, along with Mexico, spread through the air by coughing and sneezing. Most of the people infected in the Disneyland outbreak did not get the measles vaccine. And with a record number of cases in the U.S. last year, 644 infections in 27 states, health officials are urging people to get that measles shot. Jay Metzler, Fox News Radio.
Alaska's having a harder time lately with the price of oil plummeting. Now there's something else that's worrying the state.
Senate Republican Lisa Murkowski says the White House has declared war on her home state.
It is a 1-2-3 kick to the gut of Alaska's economy.
Murkowski rallying opposition to an Interior Department proposal that would declare millions of acres of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge protected land, prohibiting energy exploration. The president argues the designation is necessary to protect an amazing wonder for future generations. Congress would have to make any designation permanent, something the GOP-led body is unlikely to do. At the Capitol, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, futures are now down big, suggesting a lot of selling at the opening bell later this morning. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Just like on an airplane, you put your oxygen mask on first before helping others. Caregivers need to take care of themselves, too. If you're caring for an older loved one who can't be on their own, consider the Dietert Center's Take 5 Club. Your loved one will enjoy activities, a hot lunch, and fun while you have 4 hours to yourself. Call the Dietert Center at 830-792-4044. We've been taking care of Hill Country seniors since 1969.
Your First Alert forecast for the Hill Country. Mostly sunny and very warm across our listening area today. High temperatures will climb into the middle and upper 70s. Your winds will be light and variable, so a very nice afternoon, very spring-like. Typical high is 62, so well above normal. Overnight lows lower to middle 40s under partly cloudy skies. Rain chances will be on the increase Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with a low pressure system. We'll keep you posted. Hope you have a terrific day, everyone.
All right, Kerry Burgess, thank you very much, sir. 7:08 this morning, we're going to forego our normal start to 7 o'clock hour because on the telephone with us from the palatial hacienda in beautiful southwestern Ohio, Mr. Dallas Moore, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Big C.
How you doing?
Great, I'm man. Good, buddy. I'm good.
Excellent. Hey, man, congratulations on the new record.
Thank you so much. We're really, really excited about it, and this is the week, you know, for we're going to have our album release party at the world's most haunted honky tonk, Bobby Mackey's in Wilder, Kentucky, on Saturday, and it's been a long time coming with this one, and we're just very anxious to get it out and let folks hear it and get amongst it.
Man, this is great. Dark Horse Rider, the new CD, you got 10 cuts on here. And these are all, I guess I've heard you play most of these now.
I think probably the only thing that perhaps you maybe not have heard us do live when we were together would be the title track, Dark Horse Rider.
Okay.
Which that'd probably be the only one that we weren't playing at the time when we saw each other last.
Okay, all right, very good.
And there is a little something else that goes along with that now, Big G. We've done a little bit of our research, and as far as we can tell, now we could be the first time in country music history that we've involved a backwards masking message in the song, encoded into the song Dark Horse Rider. It's been done in rock and roll a whole lot, and in a different way. I've got a very different that's in it. But we're going to be actually having a contest for any folks that can figure out what it is.
Really?
Yeah, it's creepy, man.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, we're going to have to, I'm going to have to play that one, but being it's 7 minutes and 6 seconds long, we'll be able to get to that today in this hour.
Oh,
we
yeah,
will. We will be playing. Yeah. Raising Hell and Slinging Gravel. I've heard you do that many times live. That's
Yeah.
So, yeah, man.
On Beats All I've Ever Seen, usually, we're the very first person to debut the song.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That was a Big G's Texas Roadshow exclusive. He even had a copy of it before it was officially, done. And when we finally got everything done, we had to send you the final copy. But you had it before it was even done.
There you go. That's right. We've been playing the daylights out of that one.
That's awesome.
Now, let's see. You up for Maripolitan Awards again this year?
Yeah, can't wait. Very much looking forward to it, and also all the shows that go along with it that week. I know the night before the awards, we're doing a show at the Continental in Austin with Dale Watson and some other good folks. I'm not sure exactly who all is on the bill, but I know we're playing with Dale for the Outlaw Showcase for the Ameripolitan Awards.
Right.
And then, of course, the awards at the Paramount Theater. And congratulations to you as well.
Well, thank you.
And looking forward to Billy Joe Shaver, of course, we always are. But this particular year, we've got several shows lined up.
Yes, we do.
With Billy Joe. So very much looking forward to
got one in Texas lined up with Billy Joe Shaver coming up in April.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
We got a few shows in April coming up. I know the one involving Last Honky Tonk Music Series.
Right.
We'll be together on that, and but there's several other shows that's going to be on that run that are kind of where they're working right now to pair us and Billy Joe up.
So, oh, very good.
That's great. If we could hit a little lick there together, that'd be all right.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
And we also got some other good news about this summer coming up in June. We just got the word that we're going to be doing some dates with the Charlie Daniels Band.
Well, congratulations, sir.
And we've never got the tour with the CDB yet, and so I'm really looking forward to that.
That is going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a good year, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I think there's a lot of folks looking for 2015 to be a banner year, and, that's just the way it's supposed to be, right?
Let's go with it. Last year we were good, and I think that's going to be even better. We'll go with that.
All right. Now, locally, folks are going to be able to see you out at the Hunt Store.
Yes. We're returning to our buddy John Dunn and the Hunt Store on Friday, February 20th.
Okay. All right. What'll that probably be, an 8 o'clock show?
Yes. Yeah, it will.
Okay, man. All right. Yeah, come out and
there may be an appearance by our old friend Kalijah, who tends to show up when we're down there.
I like that. Yeah. I'm liking that a whole lot. That's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, buddy. All right. Well, Dallas, if folks want to order the new Dark Horse Rider CD, what can they do?
They can visit our website, dallasmoore.com, and you can order it direct from our label, Soul Records, there. Uh-huh. Or if they would prefer to go through our Amazon or iTunes, it will be available on both of those and all of the digital outlets as of February 10th.
Okay.
That's the official worldwide release for all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
But they can order it right now from dallasmoore.com.
Dallasmoore.com. D-A-L-L-A-S.
And it will be available at all of our live shows after, starting with this Saturday's album release.
All right. Very good. Very good. Well, man, I am looking forward to sharing this with everybody I know. Yeah.
Got a better and greater friend, but don't you dare miss it.
One thing that I did see on the record that I wanted to make note of, because it's just the kind of guy you are. When you make a friend with somebody, you make a friend for life, and you have lost a couple of guys close to you recently. Jody Payne, former longtime guitar player for Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson. Jody was my godfather. Yeah.
Right. And Wayne Mills.
Well.
So in memory of Jody Payne and Wayne Mills.
Yeah.
So this is a...
Definitely is. They're both with us every step of the way.
There you
like
go.
Like I said, they would be. Yeah.
But, there you go.
We couldn't put the album out without dedicating it to them.
There you go. All right. Well, Dallas Moore, thank you, man, for getting up this morning to make the call.
All right. I'll see you back. You and the warmer temperatures of Texas very soon, my
yes,
friend.
Yes, sir. February 17th, you can catch him at the Ameripolitan Music Awards. February 20th at the Hunt Store, and more shows within just a short drive that we'll be able to tell you about before too much longer as well. Dallas, always a pleasure, brother. My best to Miss Jenna and all the boys. And
all right.
And we will see you guys here in a couple of weeks.
I'll see you down the road, Hoss.
All right,
take
buddy.
Care, brother.
Thank you.
All
man.
Right. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Dallas Moore, ladies and gentlemen, here is one from the album Dark Horse Rider. You've heard it many times here on the Road Show. We're going to play it for you again this morning. Beats all I ever seen.
My drinking buddies, they're the best, wise in all their years. We solved the problems of the world over old guitars and beer. The jobs went south to Mexico, but all the workers wound up here. Don't know why they want to leave. Juarez is nice this time of year. Friends turn into strangers and strangers into friends. This big old rock we're living on just spins and spins and spins. The cowboys still got Romo and the Japs have got Jim Beam. It's a crazy world we're living in. Beats all I've ever seen. I played a show with Kinky Friedman. We made all the local news. I brought the biker Jesus Freaks, and old Kinky brought the Jews. Wayne Mills got shot in Nashville by some low-life coward punk. I was up in New York City when I got the news and I got drunk. But that ain't the only murder that we've seen around Music Row. Nashville's big machine killed country music years ago. This big old rock we're living on just spins and spins and spins. The cowboys still got Romo and the Japs got Jim Beam. It's a crazy world we're living in. Beats all I've ever seen. The cowboys still got Romo and the Japs got Jim Beam. It's a crazy world we're living in. Beats all ever seen.
Dallas Moore Band on the Road Show this morning from the brand new offering Dark Horse Rider. It's a crazy world we're living in, and the name of the name of the song Beats All I've Ever Seen. Cut number 5 on the record. You can get yours, order it today at dallasmoore.com, or you can see them live February 20th. We'll be coming home after the Ameripolitan Music Awards. Dallas Moore Band live at the Hunt Store February 20th for Steak Night. Make sure that you get out there for some of that. Time right now is 7:20, time for the Rush Morning Update, and we got Sarah Gail Meach going to be with us in about 10 minutes. Stay tuned.
It's one thing to be fact-checked by a legitimate news organization, but when CNN gets in your grill, well, you know you've got problems. When Obama proposed his latest tax increase proposals last week, he said that wages are finally starting to rise again. So the staff at CNN Money decided to look into it, probably hoping to ask for a raise. And instead of confirming that wages are rising, they found that in 2014, wages basically didn't grow at all. The seasonally adjusted median weekly wage at the end of 2014, $796. That's just a couple of bucks more than it was in 2013. Big whoop. And those numbers don't come from the accounting staff at the Tea Party or Fox News or some other source the regime usually tries to dismiss. They came from Obama's own Labor Department. And looking deeper, CNN found even worse news. When unemployment numbers go down and more people find work, the trend has always been that wages rise. But that's not happening now. And that's not all. They also found that the median annual household income in 2013 is essentially the same as it was way back in 1995. Even more worse news, the median income is now 8% lower than where it was before the recession. You don't need a lot of numbers to sum this up. Obama's policies have been an utter disaster for the economy and for working families of America. And that is the fact, check or otherwise.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-214-8537. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-214-8537. That's 1-800-214-8537. Call 1-800-214-8537.
Valentine's Day is not just special, it's spectacular at the Black and Red Ball in Bandera. Put on your best Bandera formal attire to dance to the music of Bobby Flores and the Yellow Rose Band. Appetizers, dinner, dessert, beer, wine, and setups included in the price of the ticket. Tickets are $50, available at Shoe Biz in Bandera. Tables of eight, only $350. Proceeds benefit the Bandera Community Foundation. Don't miss the Black and Red Ball in Bandera. Get your tickets at Shoe Biz. Hurry before they're all gone.
It's Tiger Antler Basketball on 94.3 Rev FM and AM 1230 KERV. Brought to you by A1 Transmission, Kirk Cab, Bone Dogs, Central Automotive, Mini Mart, the UPS Store, Clairlaw Flooring, Gold's Body Shop, Moore's Home Furnishings, Reno Realty Group, Roberts Auto Sales, Lamilliers, Peterson Regional Medical, Wing King, and B&B Collision Center. Tiger versus Lockhart, 6:30 Tuesday. Tiger Antler Basketball on 94.3 Rev FM and AM 1230 KERV.
Clairlisle Flooring Center is a proud supporter of Tybee Athletics and the only place for all your flooring needs. An 11-time winner of the Kerrville Daily Times Best in Kerrville and family-owned and operated, Clairlisle Flooring is the Hill Country's exclusive Stainmaster Showcase Center. There's a Stainmaster carpet for everyone's needs. Along with a large selection of hardwoods and tile, you're sure to find the perfect floor for your home or office at Clairlisle Flooring Center, 1802 Sydney Baker in Kerrville. Call 830-257-5222. And remember, Tybee Fight never dies.
How do you maintain beautiful landscaping for your home in these drought conditions? Ryan Owens Landscaping. He can landscape your property with beautiful, drought-tolerant, deer-resistant plants. I'm not talking about colorless xeriscape here. Ryan's an expert in organic gardening and water features, irrigation, drainage solutions, tree trimming, commercial and residential. Ryan is an A&M graduate with a degree in landscape design and agronomy. Visit Ryan Owens' website, rolandscape.com. That's rolandscape.com.
Your first alert forecast for the Hill Country. Mostly sunny and very warm across our listening area today. High temperatures will climb into the middle and upper 70s. Your winds will be light and variable, so a very nice afternoon, very spring-like. Typical high is 62, so well above normal. Overnight lows, lower to middle 40s under partly cloudy skies. Rain chances will be on the increase Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with a low pressure system. We'll keep you posted. Hope you have a terrific day, everyone.
All right, Kerry, thank you very much, sir. We do appreciate you. Right now, let's see, 35 degrees, is that right? Okay, that's close enough. High 76 today. Your wind's currently west-northwest at 3. Sunrise 7:28, about 3 minutes from right now. And your sunset will be coming in at 6:08. If you're tuning in to hear Cousin Nancy, this morning from Utopia Rescue Ranch. Nancy has been gracious enough to allow me to talk with her tomorrow morning, as we have got we had Dallas Moore just a few minutes ago. We got Sarah Gail Meach coming up here in just a few. So what we're going to do here is we'll be talking to her shortly. I've got a song queued up by Sarah Gail that I'm going to spin for you. It's called Old White Boots. All right, so we'll play that here as the intro going into to our conversation with her this morning. I've not talked to Sarah Gail in, I guess I hadn't talked to her since the Ameripolitan Awards last year. She is nominated for an Ameripolitan Music Award this year, and so we'll see her in Austin here on the February 17th, a couple weeks from now. And I guess it's 3 weeks from today, I guess, if I was going to put a time on it. 3 weeks from today will be the Ameripolitan Music Awards. I wish that I could get over there prior to the awards, be able to hang out for a couple of days and hear a lot of the great music. All these artists are all coming into town for the award show that will be performing around Austin, like Dallas is playing with Dale Watson the night prior to the show. And what we're going to do, though, however, is I'm going to do my show that morning, and then we will take off and head to Austin during the day, and then get over there for the award ceremony that night. They got to stay in a downtown hotel, so I assume that we'll probably have to take Mrs. Big G's wheels there, because I don't know if there's going to be room for my pickup truck in the parking garage there. On the telephone with us this morning, Sarah Gail Meach, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm bueno. How about you, girl?
You know, getting my coffee, having a good time, feeding the dog, you know.
Well, I know, man, you rock stars. I know it's tough for you to get up this time of the morning, but I do appreciate you.
Hey, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, we had Dallas Moore on a few minutes ago. He was all up and at him and jazzed. Of course, he always is. Every time you talk to that guy, he's, you know, not even nothing. And it's a pleasure for me to be able to get both of y'all in here in the same hour this morning. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure indeed. So what cool. is going on with you? What have you been up to? I hadn't talked to you in a coon's age. Last time I saw you was at Ameripolitan Awards last year. Tell me about it. What have you been doing?
Gee, it's been a whole year. Well, first off, I'm really excited and looking forward to coming down to the second Ameripolitans. It's coming up real fast.
Three weeks.
Looking at my calendar.
Yeah.
Going to be here just, less than 2 weeks?
3 weeks
like
from
that.
Today.
Yeah. And but I'll be there a little bit early.
Right.
But, what I've been up to, last year I made a new album, and it's called Tennessee Love Song, and we're going to release it in March. The exact date of release is March 31st.
Okay.
And I'm getting prepared for that right now, and doing lots of work, and we're working on releasing a bunch of CDs, to getting them sent out to magazines and for interviews, and, you know, doing the publicity stuff. And
right.
I just actually got the hard copy CD in the mail. So I'll be sending one your way.
Excellent. I cannot wait. Yeah. Cannot wait.
Ooh, 15 new songs, and I wrote them all. And
how many?
Can't wait to share them. 15.
15, wow. Man, that's...
Hot dog.
Yeah. So you guys been busy, been touring a lot, you and the Meach Boys?
Not so much. I haven't been on the road. I haven't really been on the road since, I think, last September.
Okay.
We're really just hunkered down for the winter, and... stayed close to home and put all my efforts in trying to get everything together to release this record.
Okay.
And since I'm independent, I do it all myself.
Sure.
It's quite a bit of planning and saving.
Yeah. But you know, there is a beauty to being able to say that you did it on your own. Is there not?
Oh yeah, it's very satisfying. It's always a huge challenge, but at the end of the day, you go to sleep knowing that you did it and you did it your way, and it's just fantastic.
That is great. That is great. Now, are you guys going to be playing shows on the way down?
Not this time. I'm going to be playing at the Continental on this 16th, on Monday, February 16th, Dale's got a show.
Right, yeah.
Dale Watson, he's going to be doing the pre-show, pre-party show at the Continental like we did last year.
Right.
And me and my band are going to be doing a 30-minute spot in that show.
Oh, great. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. And then I'll actually be performing one song during the awards show as well.
All right.
Yes.
Fantastic. That is great.
Yeah.
That is great. Well, I look forward to that.
Great.
The Palace Theater is going to be rocking that night.
Oh, yeah, it is. Boy, what a lineup they got this year, huh?
Uh-huh. Indeed.
Jeez.
Indeed. Of course, Billy Joe Shaver will be there. James Burton will be there, among many others. Johnny Bush's 80th birthday party.
Oh boy, that's going to be a riot!
yeah. So we have a lot of folks, and apparently this place is going to be big enough to hold everybody. Won't have people standing in the aisles and such like we did last year.
Yeah, that sounds great.
So, what is the have you put a name on the new CD? I guess you have, huh? What's it going to be?
I have. It's called Tennessee Love Songs.
Tennessee Love Songs. Okay. All right. Oh, yeah. You said that earlier. Okay. All right.
Yep.
Well, okay. When you take an approach to writing a song, I guess you write from personal experience, but do you often embellish? Do you just tell it like it is, how it actually happened? What is your approach when you write a song?
I do. I mean, it just depends on the song, really. I mean, sometimes it's literal, and then sometimes it's kind of poetic and embellished, or I draw from other things that inspire me at the time, or it just depends. Mm-hmm. I don't really have I don't have any certain formula. I just, however it comes out, you know, just whatever inspires me, and sometimes things are, you know, I'll have a line, or I'll have a paragraph, or sometimes I'll just have a whole song, you know, and it'll just kind of start that way, and whatever kind of mood I'm in, or whatever's happening in my life during that time is usually how it ends up, or, you know, I'll draw from stuff in my past experiences, or from present experiences, and, you know, some of the lines are very literal, and then some of them are kind of not so literal.
Oh, I understand. I understand. Just gotta make it sound good, huh?
Yeah, I can't give too much away, you know.
Right, right. and try to develop a catchy hook.
Yeah, you know, that having a hook's always nice. it's nice when those come along.
How long have you been doing this?
Well, I've really seriously been playing country music and... I'm sorry, let me back up. I've really seriously been playing Ameripolitan music for, probably a good solid 6 years now.
Uh-huh.
And now I've been in Nashville 5 years, but I was living in Los Angeles before, and I started playing out there and went through some different bands in the time that I was out there, and finally just said, man, I gotta go where there's more of the music going on, and learn and play more, and so I decided to come out to Nashville and plant some roots out here, and that's what I did. So
yeah,
I've been taking it pretty. I've been working as a musician for the last 5 years now.
Oh, that's great. That is great. When you can live your passion and not have to worry about doing other things, it makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty cool. I don't have the 10 bar anymore. So there you go.
Now,
I always had fun tending bar, though. Someday I'll own a bar someday.
Okay. All right. You're living in Nashville, so I think a lot of people don't understand the fact that there is more, so much more coming out of that area of the world musically than what is being force-fed on corporate radio.
Yeah, there's a lot of really cool artists here. I thought 5 years ago when I first moved here that it was a good time to be living in Nashville, and here I am 5 years later, and it's a melting pot of just cool influence, and you're not hearing it on the radio per se, but on the big radios that right. is. But I mean, who listens to those anyway?
Exactly. Yeah, and the choices because digitally. Choices for hearing the music that makes a person happy are so much greater now than
yeah.
they have been. And if you want to find something, all you got to do is look for it because it's out there.
Agreed. I mean, I've got the SiriusXM. I listen to that and the Outlaw Country. And I'll be driving down the road listening to that. And like 6, 7, 8 of my friends, everybody I know in Nashville, just boom, 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 coming up. And then people I know in Texas. It's everybody I know that's getting played on that station, so it's pretty cool.
Right. Absolutely. Well, yeah, got a lot to thank a lot of these guys for that are spinning the kind of music that we all want to hear.
Agreed.
And there are pockets around the country, terrestrially, where this is happening, and I think it's growing a little bit as well.
I think so too. I think kind of just hit a wall with a lot of the mainstream stuff, and people for a long time has been really fed up with it, and just want something different. They want something different, something more authentic.
Yeah.
Something that's not processed.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Something that's not Mick country. That's what I call that stuff, like McDonald's,
McCountry. I like that. I like it. And, of course, the ever-so popular, I wish we could unhear hip-hop.
Oh, that's funny.
Like things that you wish you could unsee, things you wish you could unhear.
Does that exist in Texas?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, that's like a big phenomenon here in the South. Here in like Alabama, a lot of that stuff I think is popular. It seems like a lot of those guys are coming from Alabama and Georgia.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty disappointing.
It's interesting. I certainly don't hate on anything. I certainly don't sit around and listen to hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
It sounds like hiccup. It's not like I'm having a digestive problem or something.
It is somewhat disappointing, though. And I guess, my parents thought the same way when they were listening to stuff when they would hear the stuff that we were listening to when we were coming up. So, I guess,
those darn kids.
Thankfully, we have rules around my house, and my youngest one knows what is acceptable within my ear shot and what is not. So, if he's doing anything that I don't want to know about, he's not playing it in the house. So,
yeah,
which is the way it should be.
Yeah, which probably makes him want to listen to it even more.
That could well be. could well be. But he's almost a full grown man, so he can figure it out for his own self.
He can hippity hick hop if he wants. There you go.
I don't think he's listening to that nonsense. I really don't. I have had the opportunity to listen to his iPod on several road trips, and he's always made me proud. So Mark, if folks want to get in touch, folks want to get a hold of the new record when it's available, what can they do?
They can order it directly from me, which is fantastic because, as I mentioned, I am an independent artist.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no middleman, and it comes straight from Casa de Meech in Nashville with a fancy signature on it if you want.
How nice.
And yeah, look at that. And it'll also be everywhere internationally on iTunes and Amazon and CD Baby and all that stuff.
Okay,
so.
Okay. Your website is?
www.sarahgailmeech.com.
Okay, and you are on Facebook as well?
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff.
They can find you anywhere, huh?
Yeah, it'd be hard to miss me.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
What color is your hair these days?
Oh, gee, it's something right now called a reverse ombre.
Uh-oh. What does that mean?
Yeah. I don't know. It sounded weird to me. It sounded like something you do in the bedroom, but they said it's a hairstyle.
No. What color is it?
Oh, what color is it, you say?
Yes. I've seen it pink, I've seen it green, I've seen it blue. I'm just curious what color it is today.
I guess it's blonde on the top and black on the bottom.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. Oh,
very nice. A little two-tone action going on there.
That's what they call the reverse ombre.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
See?
Like you've been out in the sun.
Apparently, uh-huh. Yes. I wish there was some sun here in Nashville. It's pretty cold.
Well, it is going to be a sunny and 76 degrees here in Kerrville, Texas today. So.
Oh, you're killing me.
Uh-huh. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I can't wait to get down there and get in that sun.
I'll be enjoying some of it for you today.
Please do.
All right. Sarah Gail Meech, always a pleasure. Looking forward to seeing you in 3 weeks at the Ameripolitan Music Awards.
Yeah, you too. I will see you there with bells on.
Okay, baby. Thank you. Appreciate you.
You got it. Have a good one morning. Now.
You too, babe.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Sarah Gail Meech, ladies and gentlemen, on Big G's Texas Roadshow. She, of course, is going to be hanging out in Austin. You can catch the big showcase, Ameripolitan pre-awards party at the Continental Club on Monday, the 16th of January in Austin. Let's play a little Sarah Gail right now from her last album. This one is entitled Old White Boots.
The dress up in high heels. Some girls they like the dress up in high heels and champagne that costs $100 bill. They like fancy clothes, designer shoes, in clubs with high class attitudes. But me, I like the simple things in life. Well, I guess I'll never be that dignified, 'cause I like my in life. Well, I guess I'll never be that. Yeah.
Sir Gil Meach on the road show this morning. That is Old White Boots and Big G's Texas Road Show. All right, 7:46 this morning. Time for a look at obituaries brought to you by Grimes Funeral Chapels of Kerrville and Bandera and Kerrville Funeral Home. Mrs. Tanny Marie January, 79, of Kerrville, passed Saturday, January 24. She was born June 23, 1935, in Bexar County, Texas. Graveside visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. tomorrow evening at Grimes Funeral Chapels. Graveside services will be at 10 a.m. Thursday, January 29th at Garden of Memories. Arrangements entrusted to Grimes Funeral Chapels of Kerrville. Services for Haskell Harmon Fine, 88, of Kerrville, who passed Sunday, January 25th, are pending at Grimes Funeral Chapels of Kerrville. Services for Dan D. Mooney, Jr., 83, of Mountain Home, who passed Sunday, January 25th, are pending at Grimes Funeral Chapels of Kerrville. And services for Tammy Nutzi Watson, 54, of El Paso, who passed Sunday, January 25th, are pending at Kerrville Funeral Home. That is a look at your obituaries this morning. Brought to you by Grimes Funeral Chapels of Kerrville and Bandera and Kerrville Funeral Home. 7:47 this morning, and this is Big G's Texas Road Show for your Tuesday morning. At we've got a short break coming up. I want to been playing this morning, and I dig it. My buddy Kurt Fortmeyer and I guess some of his friends got together and made me a little something for the show. Here it is.
Big G's Texas Road Show.
Nice.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A staffer at a luxury hotel popular with foreigners in Libya's capital says there were Italian, British, and Turkish guests. The hotel was largely empty, though, when several gunmen stormed the place today. Security officials telling a TV station that five foreigners, at least three guards, were killed. A storm packing blizzard conditions failed to live up to expectations in some areas of the Northeast, but it is still packing a punch with high winds and heavy snow. Eastern Long Island, north through Massachusetts and Maine, are expected to fare the worst with up to 1 to 3 feet of snow. French President Francois Hollande says that Internet service providers may not turn a blind eye to anti-Semitic theories promoted on social networks. During a visit to France's Holocaust Memorial, he called on ISPs to take action against the spread of anti-Semitism online. On Wall Street, the Dow yesterday was up 6 points. It will open at 17,678. This is SRN News.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more trips to the bathroom, longer time in the bathroom, waking at night to go, or issues in your romantic life. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-952-3467. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to use the bathroom, speed up bathroom trips, reduce waking at night to go, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-952-3467. That's 1-800-952-3467. Call 1-800-952-3467.
Weather is brought to you by Hill Country Designs, with a design for everyone. No cookie-cutter plans. Beautiful home and business plans designed to overcome unforeseen expenses during the construction phase. Highly detailed so you can get accurate bids from contractors. All drawings are cross-examined for 3D compatibility to ensure that features work as planned. Maximum living and workspace, minimum cost. Hill Country Designs is a recognized Energy Star designer. Online at hillcountrydesigns.net.
Your first alert forecast for the Hill Country. Mostly sunny and very warm across our listening area today. High temperatures will climb into the middle and upper 70s. Your winds will be light and variable, so a very nice afternoon, very spring-like. Typical high is 62, so well above normal. Overnight lows lower to middle 40s under partly cloudy skies. Rain chances will be on the increase Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with a low pressure system. We'll keep you posted. Hope you have a terrific day, everyone.
All right, Kerry Burgess, thank you, sir. 7:51 this morning on your Tuesday. And this is Big G's Texas Road Show. Many thanks to Dallas Moore and to Sarah Gale Meach this morning for being on the show with us. Sarah Gale's got a new CD coming out. We will be bringing you some of that as soon as we can. Right now, we've got a little something from the Get Smart Files for you.
Well, Big G back with you with some more Get Smart here. An armed masked man who robbed a Warren, Michigan. Oh, Michigan. A convenience store on Tuesday also told the clerk at gunpoint to vote for President Barack Obama. The man, who wore a white bandana covering his nose and lower face, robbed the food mart at gunpoint. Witnesses told police he pointed a gun to clerk and repeatedly asked who he voted for in the presidential election. Well, the clerk said he was not allowed to vote, and the gunman then said, "Vote for Obama. This is Obama," expletive, before fleeing. The masked man demanded the customer give him everything. The man turned to the clerk and ordered him to empty the cash register.
Why are you here?
To get some money.
What kind of money?
Obama money.
Where's it coming from?
Obama.
And where did Obama get it?
I don't know. His stash. I don't know.
He then asked the clerk about his presidential candidate preference.
Obama! Obama!
4 more years, baby. Get smart.
Well, there you have it. Get smart here. I'm playing them, yeah. Kurt Fortmeyer, thank you, man. I do appreciate the liners that you sent me and Big G's Texas Roadshow. Oh yeah, all good stuff. At 7:52 this morning, let's offer up a little something else from the Dallas Moore CD, Dark Horse Rider. This is Raising Hell and Slanging Gravel here.
Kentucky bourbon and a double shot of cocaine, little bit of smoke and a lot of gasoline. Sad old songs on my rusty old six string. 90,000 miles on a 2,000 road king. I was gonna run, I was gonna travel. Another day alive, raising hell and slinging gravel. Uphill, downhill, across the river wide. I was on the right road, I just on the other side. Little ray of sunshine through the stormy weather. Try to keep between the ditches, keep myself together. I was gonna run, I was gonna travel. Another day alive, raising hell and slinging gravel.
Dark Horse Rider, it's Dallas Moore Band on the road show, Raising Hell and Slanging Gravel here for you at 7:55. So you got a guy in Sacramento, California, went dumpster diving for his lost wallet yesterday morning, and he really went for it. He was inside the dumpster rifling through bags of trash trying to find the doggone thing. That's pretty bad, but the story gets way worse here. While he was in there, a garbage truck came to empty out the dumpster. The truck lifted up the dumpster and unloaded the entire contents in the back of the truck, including the guy. He was in there around 3 hours before the truck got to the landfill, dumped the garbage, and the driver saw the guy crawl out. Apparently, the guy's Lucky the driver saw him. If he hadn't, the trash was about to be bulldozed and compacted, and the guy would probably have died. He went to the hospital with back and neck pain, so I guess that's not too serious an injury based on the potential there. Then you've got a guy, a 29-year-old Joseph White from Hartstown, Pennsylvania. Yeah, I guess I thought the worst thing that could happen in a job interview was not getting the job, maybe embarrassing yourself in the process. Joseph was applying to become a Pennsylvania state trooper. The application process in Pennsylvania involves taking a lie detector test. Now, I'm not sure what the list of questions are, how this came up, but at some point Joseph talked about a girl he used to date, and it came out that she was underage at the time. They dated in 2011 when she was like 15 or 16, and he was 25. Then he ended up admitting that they had had sex. Police tracked the girl down, confirmed it, and Joseph, yes, he was arrested, charged with 4 counts of unlawful sexual contact with a minor, 10 counts of corrupting a minor, and obviously did not get the job. 7:57 this morning. Thanks for being along for the ride. It is about time for me to say adios to you. Again, thanks Sarah Gail Meach and Dallas Moore for being guests on the show this morning. And as always, Big Lester, thank you for the fine Music Shack hit of the day. Mike Robertson's Straight Talk Money is next, and Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg from 9 to 11. I will see y'all 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Adios.
Amarillo, San Antone, any old place I call my home, I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. Dallas, Fort Worth, San Angelo, Houston, Austin, or El Paso, I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. It is there I know my places. I see only smiling faces. And so, partner, the rest of the world's not worth a pound of good old Texas dirt. I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. Corpus Christi, Del Rio, west of the Pecos or old Waco, I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. Sweetwater, Beaumont, Wichita Falls, Port Arthur, Brownsville, I hear you call. I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. Where the tumbleweeds are growing, I know it's there that I'll be going to stay. I've been a Texan since my birth, no place like it on this earth. I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. Where the tumbleweeds are growing, I know it's there that I'll be going to stay. I've been a Texan since my birth, no place like it on this earth. I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul. I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul.
Review of the week's events in Kerrville on